Well, thank you so much for being with me today. I really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're going to take a few minutes. I had spoken to Leandra yesterday, and I found out, how she's doing with an inner resource. And I have some words that will support her should she want to go into her inner resource or if it spontaneously arises. And so I'm going to be taking down my notes. And just like before, I have my own notebook, my piece of notebook paper. And I will be on the left side noting koshas, in the middle, jotting down some keywords. And on the right side, should anything come up for me, that's where I would be bracketing it so I could meet it later. And I'm going to be opening as being a welcoming presence, my sense of ground. And that's how I'm going to start off. So I would encourage you all to do the same, because we're all providing a field together. We're co-creating a space for Leandra to meet whatever is arising. Yeah. And just like the other day, and now I'm going to be using the stream entry worksheet. What's important to understand about the stream entry, hopefully you had a chance to look it over last night, is I'm not looking for any particular. This is more on the lines of what I do when I sit with someone one-on-one, where we're just meeting whatever they want to meet. And so it's whatever's arising. So I'll be offering a sensation, emotion, thought, belief, and we'll meet whatever's here. One thing to note is that there doesn't always have to be a cognitive insight for something to be incredibly powerful, potent, and healing and transformational. Sometimes that happens on a somatic level or an energetic level. And we hadn't mentioned that yet. I don't recall Jennifer or I saying that, but I wanted to just mention that. Not that I'm trying to prime you for anything, but I thought it was important to note. So, and the difference here is that you'll notice that on page 68 and 69, we have both the option for opposites as well as stepping back as a witness. I may not use either of those. Maybe I will. The point is, now I'm not imposing anything. You've had a chance to practice this. Now, if opposites come up, then you'll have this on your sheet to go to so you know how to support someone if opposites come up naturally. I'll use it if it comes up naturally, or if she were to say there was something that she didn't want to meet, then I might offer a couple options to her to see what feels right to her. Again, I won't say, well, great, let's go to opposites, because that may not be what serves Leandra. Stepping back, I'll see if that seems natural to open into. I'm going to be listening for some key words that might come through. If she says she's looking at something, if she says, if the keywords come up, I'll let you know in the debrief. Okay? So these are optional now. And so we may rotate through 1 through 7 many, many times. And then, we have the integration questions at the end. So that's what I'll be doing. I'll use these words as much as possible so you can track along with me. I don't usually use a worksheet at all. So hopefully if I'm using some of my own words, it's always in the spirit of what's right here. So, okay. And feel free to follow along if you'd like and take your words and notice what happens. All right. Great. So thank you so much again and for giving me that time to orient. So I'll just take some time to settle in. You can do this with eyes open or eyes closed, and that may change throughout our time together. So just see what feels right. Allow your senses to open. Just welcome and feel the sensations where your body is supported by the surface that you're resting on. Perhaps sensing the space of the room around you and all those that are here supporting you. And then allow your attention to wander through your body. Taking all the time you need, just noticing if there's a particular sensation, emotion, thought, or belief that's most calling your attention that you'd like to be with and inquire into. Allowing it to be here without fixing or changing. Yeah. And if it feels right, describe what you're noticing.
I can feel my heartbeat. A little bit quicker when I sat down, but slowing down now.
So noticing that, feeling the heartbeat, slowing down. And just letting your attention wander through the body. Noticing any sensations, emotions, thoughts, beliefs, anything that's calling attention. No rush.
I feel a constriction in my lower chest, stomach area. I have a lot of thoughts and images. I have images of my daughter, my husband, with their faces. And of my parents. I feel a little bit of anxiety, feeling that in the chest, and dry mouth.
Yeah, so just welcoming all of this, the little bit of anxiety that's here, that's showing up in your chest, the images of parents, your husband, your daughter, the constriction. It's all here bubbling up.
I feel a sense of grasping and trying to hold on tightly.
Can you say more about that?
Sort of a theme that's come up this week for me around wanting to control, protect, and then the word trust has also come up for me, kind of like a blinking sign. So I just feel like that's all swirling around, like some sadness, maybe tears behind my eyes.
Is it okay to meet this? So just taking some time now to feel the sadness, the tears that may be here, and this grasping and holding on tightly, the sense of a need to protect, control. Just giving it all the room to be here, letting it unfold.
Kind of a noticing just a dull ache, maybe like a sick feeling in my stomach, a sadness, not as much.
It's changing, you said?
Mm-hmm.
So opening to the dull ache, in the stomach.
Feels like this pervasive sense, like it's here with me all the time. Like this, like the saying of like my heart outside of my body keeps coming to mind, of like just the vulnerability.
And so just noticing this, the image of your heart outside of your body, this quality of vulnerability. And just noticing if there's any other sensation that's happening in the body as you're recognizing this, that's here all the time.
Like my thinking mind, just this, like, it just won't stop. The sense of like being bombarded.
And is there any of the thoughts that feel important to recognize, give voice to? There may or may not be.
Just like, what if I can't do it? Am I enough?
So just acknowledging that thought, and can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a belief that is arising here along with the thought and this felt sense of vulnerability and something that's here all the time, perhaps with this sense of grasping or holding tightly? And there may or may not be, just noticing and seeing what's here.
No, the first thing that comes to mind is this belief that I need to protect myself because no one else will.
I need to protect myself because no one else will.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening in the body? Yeah, as this is coming up.
I'm feeling like more pressure in my head and behind my eyes, like kind of this rising up feeling, kind of like in my heart.
Is there anything that you could say more about that rising up feeling from the heart? Is it bubbly? Is it piercing? Is it hot or cold?
It feels like a stream coming from the, like this, like the sick part, the sickness feeling, like kind of this steam or stream of rising up.
And so feeling that, if it feels all right to continue to meet it, does that feel okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just opening and noticing this, both the pressure in your head and this rising up string-like sensation from that sick part in the stomach all the way up through the heart. It's coinciding with this belief of I need to protect myself because no one else will.
think there's an urge to like getting this image of like peeking beyond the curtain and like a glimpse of something else.
And so perhaps just staying with that sense of peeking beyond the curtain, not needing to know, just open to that peeking and the sense of something else, just right there, without needing to define or analyze.
I feel sort of a like a wave of relief, like a lessening of the tension pressure behind my eyes and in my chest, and like it's still there, but it feels like dissipated a little bit.
So opening into that lessening of pressure. And can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
If it feels right, it's still here. Can you say more about the something else? But feeling your way. And if it's not here, then you can just drop the question. Stay with what's most calling your attention.
It feels like stillness. Like quieter, softer.
So welcoming and opening. As the stillness, this that's quieter and softer. And continuing to feel this, and as it feels right, perhaps describing what's present now. But no rush.
I feel more openness in my body. I actually feel a little bit of love.
Mm-hmm. So an openness in the body and love.
Like sadness comes right back.
What feels most important to meet right now?
I'm not sure.
Maybe just setting them both free to be here. Wondering if this feels like opposites to you. It may or may not. So just setting them both free to be here, both the openness, stillness, quieter, softer sense of love. And the sadness. Giving lots of room to see what wants to bubble forth.
Love.
Love. Mm-hmm. And so as you're feeling that, just seeing what's happening in the body or around the body. Taking your time, feeling your way, and then perhaps describe this sense of love.
Actually feel it's coming from outside of me, like I'm not alone, like I'm receiving it.
So opening into that receiving of love coming in from outside of you. The thought or belief that I'm not alone, and perhaps feeling the truth of that if it's coming in that way. And is there a felt sense, quality, or energetic sense of this love?
Aliveness and kind of feeling more sensation in my whole body, not just in my stomach.
Yeah. So feel that, both the aliveness and all the sensations that are arising in the body. And if it feels right, describing the sensations that are arising.
A softness behind the eyes. Like more space. I still feel the pit, but it's like surrounded by a spongy feeling.
So sensing this, the spongy feeling that's surrounding the pit, softness behind the eyes, more space. And just checking in, is this all coinciding with that quality of love? Mm-hmm.
Of the pit trying to grip me back. attention.
Does it feel like it's needing a little bit of attention?
It always does.
Is it all right to feel into the pit for a moment? Mm-hmm. So opening into that feeling of the pit in the stomach, how it's calling you back, the gripping that's here. I'm feeling this.
Just a lot of heaviness. And pressure.
So as you're with this heaviness and the pressure, with the gripping and the pit of the stomach, perhaps noticing, is there any belief that's here? And it may be a belief that was here before, or there may be something else here. Any emotion? Not saying there should be, but just seeing what all is coming along with this gripping and this pressure, heaviness.
You can't fully relax.
You can't fully relax.
Even I can't fully trust.
I can't fully trust. So opening into this belief, I can't fully trust. And what's present now?
Oh, the sadness again.
Is it okay to be with the sadness?
Mm-hmm.
Just feeling this.
It's like I am witnessing this battle and I feel sad for it.
Yeah, so just noticing the sadness, that sense of the inner battle.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be open to trying something?
Mm-hmm.
It feels like with this battle, these are opposites here, and I'm just checking it out. Does it feel like there's the battle with the I can't fully trust and the heaviness and the pit versus the love and the aliveness, the softness, the stillness?
Mm-hmm.
So if it feels right, perhaps feeling into one, letting it unfold, and then feeling into the other. Fully embodying it. I'm just going to give you some space to do that at your own rhythm. And you just nod when you let me know that you've had enough time moving back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And at any time, if it feels right to describe what you're noticing, you can, but you can also do it just by feeling your way and in silence, whatever feels right. So you're landing into one, fully feeling it, letting it unfold. Then feeling into the other.
It's like I feel almost like a magnetic pull down and trying to release from it.
So noticing that magnetic pull and the sense of a release. And if it feels right, perhaps feeling both at the same time. But if that doesn't feel right, you can just stay with what's most calling attention.
Feels like when I invite both in, the sadness is content, like it's okay.
And what happens in the body as the sadness feels content?
Just sort of like releases, just like kind of slips away. Like a slippery, not sticky feeling.
And as it releases, and there's not a sticky feeling, but a slipperiness, what's present now?
The feeling of okay.
And how do you experience that feeling of okay? Or is it light up in the body, a sensation, or around the body? Just checking in.
It's like right here. It's hard to describe.
No need to describe. Just feeling it, sensing it. And in a moment, we're going to need to move towards integration, yeah? So just seeing, would you like me to offer an overview or a recap of what's unfolded, or you feel okay moving into the integration from where you are now?
Recap would be nice.
Okay. All right. So the initial opening into the heart beating, the constriction that was happening and the quick images of your various family members, a bit of anxiety in the chest, dry mouth, and then the grasping and the holding tightly, which felt like a theme that opens up the sense of needing to control and protect, but then like a light that was also coming up that said trust, and an overall sense of sadness, feeling an ache or a sick stomach, that sense of I need to protect myself because no one else will, as a belief that came through. A sick part, sense of rising up from the stomach through the chest like a string, and then an urge to peer behind the curtain. And as there was a sense of relief, less pressure, as you were with what was behind the curtain, there was an overriding sense of stillness, quieter, softer, and an openness through the body and the felt sense of love. And the sadness was still there too, but the sense of love outside of you, and then a receiving of the love, and an overall sense of aliveness, and the sensation started opening up through the body, not just in the belly as before, but the softness behind the eyes, more space. But the pit was still there, yet there was a spongy feeling surrounding it. And as there was an opening into the love, there was a heaviness in the pit, a gripping and pressure. It wanted to be met, the sense of you can't fully relax, and then I can't fully trust, as a belief that came through. And there was a sense of this sadness and this belief being an opposite of what was here before, and the opportunity to feel back and forth, and then feeling both at the same time, and that overall okayness, a release, the sadness feeling content, and the okayness through the heart. So given all of this, all that you've experienced as we've been together, what's present now, or what do you now know or understand?
A sense of deeper compassion for myself, and like it must be tiring, just an appreciation for myself.
So just let yourself feel that self-compassion and appreciation, however it's lighting up in the body, in whatever way, just letting that be here, wash through you. And anything else that wants to be acknowledged or affirmed that would help you to feel complete for now?
I don't think so.
So just checking in and just seeing if there's anything that you'd like to commit to or set an intention around that would support you to integrate this a little bit more fully over the coming days or weeks.
I'm not sure how, but just kind of being nicer to myself and trusting my partner, even if it's not the ways that I would do things, and just trusting, I think, my community and feeling the love and support that they offer.
Yeah. So just affirming that internally, that inner commitment to be nicer to yourself, to trust your partner, and open to the love and support from your community. So does this feel like an okay place to just begin to, okay. So take all the time you need. When you're ready, just get a sense of your entire body, a sense of the support of the surface underneath you, the coming and going of your breath. Eyes open, eyes closed as it feels right, so that you're giving yourself plenty of time to reorient to the here and now. Thank you.